Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, last night, the biggest stars in the music industry showed up in all their glitz and glam for the 65th Grammy Awards. It was a night marked by electric performances from artists like Lizzo and Bad Bunny, and more than one shocking win. For more on the biggest moments of the Grammys, let's bring in Ann Powers, NPR's music critic and correspondent. Okay, Ann, we have to start with, the big upset, Harry Styles upset last night. He took home Album of the Year for Harry's House. Here he is.
I think like on nights like tonight, it's obviously so important for us to remember that there is no such thing as best in music. I don't think any of us sit in the studio thinking, making decisions based on what is going to get us one of these. This is really, really kind. This doesn't happen to people like me very often, and this is so, so nice. Thank you very, very much.
Well, this is a category that many people expected Beyoncé to win for her album Renaissance. What did you make of that vote, Anne?
Well, it was a shock, but sadly, not a surprise. You know, Beyoncé's been nominated and lost in the top Grammy categories over and over in the past decade, even as she's truly redefined the album form for the digital streaming age. And every time in the Album of the Year category, a white artist has won instead of her. It's really difficult to not feel that racism is behind these snubs, that what Grammy voters value is music rooted in what could be called a white aesthetic, a certain kind of balladry backed by familiar pop or rock instrumentations, you know, as opposed to what Beyoncé does, which is hip-hop grounded, highly collaborative. And in the case of Renaissance, the album that was nominated, it's dance music, it's house music. And that, I think, challenged some voters who just don't know those genres.
Well, she was snubbed for Best Album, but she did make history last night. She won her 32nd Grammy for the album Renaissance, which made her the most awarded artist in Grammy history. I want to take a listen to her acceptance speech.
I'd like to thank my parents, my father, my mother, for loving me and pushing me. I'd like to thank my beautiful husband, my beautiful three children who are at home watching. I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre. God bless you. Thank you so much to the Grammys.
Yeah, so that was the Best Dance and Electronic Album category. Such an emotional moment. Do you think the shine of this win was dulled a bit by the Academy's failure to recognize her in the major category of the night?
Well, you know, I tweeted at that moment, my mood has plummeted. I just, you know, it felt really deflating in the moment. And Harry Styles' stumbling speech didn't really help. But you know what? I ultimately feel like Beyoncé's losses in those categories combined with her historic achievement, it's only going to serve her reputation. And here's why I think that. All great artists, they maintain an aura of incomprehensible genius. You know, think of Prince or Joni Mitchell, John Lennon, all of whom, you know, were slighted by the Grammys at various points in their careers. And now that Beyoncé, who's so widely worshipped, has been denied this one thing, it sort of humanizes her and also suggests that her work is too smart and too political for the mainstream. Now, that said, I think she really did deserve one of those top prizes, and particularly Best Album. But Beyoncé is still going to, she's going to outlive us all. She's going to be our goddess forever.
All right, let's move on. One of the other big shockers of the night was Bonnie Raitt. She won Song of the Year for Just Like That. Here it is.
I don't write a lot of songs, but I'm so proud that you appreciate this one and what this means for me and for the rest of the songwriters, who I would not be up here tonight if it wasn't for the art of the great soul-digging, hard-working people that put these songs and ideas to music. So I thank my team for helping me get this record out, and thank you so much. I'm just totally humbled. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Why do you think this song won over some of the more well-known songs in that category?
the general consensus seems to be that, you know, Bonnie is a legacy artist and she deserved a win. And also that older voters know and love her personally as well as an artist and therefore voted for her. But I have to say, it's just a great song. It's an intense tearjerker about a mother meeting the recipient of her dead son's transplanted heart. And Bonnie wrote it. She doesn't write a lot of songs. She hit it out of the park. Mm. I think many voters just listened to the song and were like, that's deserving.
Yeah. All right, I want to play a clip from Lizzo, who won Record of the Year for her song About Damn Time. Here she is accepting her award.
When we lost Prince, I decided to dedicate my life to making positive music. And I was like, I don't care if my positivity bother you. What's wrong with you? And this was at a time when positive music and feel-good music wasn't mainstream at that point. And I felt very misunderstood. I felt on the outside looking in. But I stayed true to myself because I wanted to make the world a better place. So I had to be that change to make the world a better place.
Great speech. What were the other notable wins to your mind from last night, Anne?
Well, Bad Bunny. You know, Bad Bunny won in the one-year-old Musica Urbana slot, and it allowed him to give a speech mostly in Spanish after the stunning opening performance that brought Puerto Rico, his native Puerto Rico, to life on stage. He's such an important artist, you know, bringing multilingual pop into the future. And then the best new artist winner, Samara Joy, she is a jazz singer for the ages. Mm. She's a viral TikTok star, and this is a huge launch toward the next level for her.
Mm. I want to play one more clip because the performances are, of course, such a big part of the Grammys. And one of the standouts was a tribute to 50 years of hip-hop, featuring everyone from Nelly to Miss Elliott and, of course, Busta Rhymes. Here's that. Every time I come in and I gotta say that, and I gotta go and I gotta get it, then I gotta blow and I gotta try to get a little thing about the thing to be doing. Whoa, tell us about this one.
Well, you know, it was just pure joy. Yeah. I'm almost stumbling for words trying to talk about it. My husband and I were just shouting out the names of every rapper who appeared, you know, from our couch. And I think any music fan 50 years old and under probably was doing the same thing. It was a lineup of legends. And watching the crowd watch it made it all the more joyful. I mean, Jay-Z was in the audience rapping along to every single line. It was just super fun.
And what about the rest of the performances? What did you like? What stood out?
Well, you know, there were some sound issues and poor Harry Styles just couldn't get it right. And he was pretty lackluster. But people persevered and the big numbers like Bad Bunny and the hip hop tribute and Lizzo's gospel turn, they were just great. And then I absolutely loved Steve Lacy, who's this totally wild, interesting artist doing his hit Bad Habit. It was a very cool and funky performance. Mm. That was probably my other performance of the night.
There were some other great moments. Stevie Wonder led a tribute to Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordo. Viola Davis actually achieved an EGOT with a spoken word Grammy. So Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, way to go. And Kim Petras became the first trans woman to win a Grammy. She accepted her award with pure joy. It was quite a night.
Yes, it absolutely was. And, you know, and you actually featured what was probably my favorite moment, which was Busta Rhymes going off in his rapid fire rhyming style in the middle of that hip hop tribute. I mean, it was like a rocket ship going off. It was so great.
Mm. All right. Most memorable moment of the night for you, Anne. We've got about a minute left.
Well, I have to say, Busta, you know, honestly, Busta and then also Missy Elliott, I think right in the middle of the hip hop tribute, because Missy wasn't always acknowledged as a great rapper. And she came out there and you just were watching the faces of the crowd, watching Lizzo and so great. Missy forever.
That's Anne Powers, NPR's music critic and correspondent. Thanks for recapping it for us, Anne. Really, really great night.
Thank you so much.